If someone's trying to come across. Bye. If there's someone out there. What, come here.
WSTQ-772, mobile monitoring.
WSTI-432, monitoring and mobile.
WSTQ-772, reach final destination. Everyone have a wonderful hump day.
WSET-544, WQZJ-969, copy.
WSET-336, monitoring.
WSET-544, WQZJ-969, copy.
WRPB-448, monitoring. WRPB-448, monitoring.
WSBM-993 portable monitoring. WSBM-993, go ahead, Chuck.
Good morning, Chad. How you doing today?
Roger, doing pretty good. How you doing today, my friend?
Doing great. I had a trial run on my DB20 in my truck. It worked great. A couple of people reached out to me, Jack and I believe it was Greg. That was pretty cool, man. I got it all in, and it was a lot easier than I thought it would. There was a plastic plug on the bottom of my the cab of my truck, and I just drilled through that into the floor and ran the wire right through it, no problem.
Copy that, man. Well, I'm glad you got it installed, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, now I'm going to order another one of those magnet mounts just to use inside so I can have it in my office. So I probably order that this weekend.
Copy that one. Yeah, definitely. That's awesome, man. I'm glad it's all working good for you and you got it up and running. That's awesome. I'll order you another Nagoya for the inside of the house, you mean?
Yeah, the magnet mount, you know, they're about, I don't know, $35 or something. But, yeah, they worked good, and it was working great. I was picking up everybody I needed to back there. It's quite a ways from where I'm sitting now, but I think it'll work out in the future.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, here you must be on the bow thing right now, huh?
Affirmative. I don't like sitting out there. I'd rather sit in my easy chair, if you know what I mean.
Roger, most definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I looked into the other options. That's out of my price league right now for what I'm doing. I know the other one works, and I know Dave's using it, and couple other guys out there, so I'm just going to go with that for now. And my neighbor's got a tower he wants me to tear down. It's an old antenna tower for a TV. And the other option I have is I can run it up the side of my pole barn and get up higher off of my lower roof. But that's down the line a ways.
Copy that. Gonna take his power down then and probably take ownership of that, you think, or what are you gonna do on that one?
Yeah, I haven't talked with him yet this year. We talked about it last year. He wants it down just because, you know, not many people would use it, and it's kind of an eyesore.
Copy. Yeah. And then you might end up getting me a base antenna then maybe eventually down the road, maybe possibly at some point.
Yeah, roger that. I could get to a tower. Well, from off the ground, I'm thinking it's about 30 feet. And then if I went up, you know, just given enough room to mount, I forget the name of the other. It's like a fiberglass pole. That would get me up there quite a ways, you know.
Roger. Yeah, I hear you on that, definitely, for sure. WSBM 993 for radio identification. Yeah, if you ever go with a base antenna, I don't know if you ever heard Jack talking about it a lot. He talks, that's what he used to run, is a Harvest BC200, I believe it is. He highly recommends that antenna for a base antenna for GMRS. It's Harvest BC200, I believe.
Yeah, it's a good antenna.
Good morning, Jack. WSAA 336. Yeah, that's when I was talking about, Chad.
Yeah, so are you guys out there, but it is a good antenna. You know that, Chad. And I know it too, because Tony tests and everything, and I talk all over the place with it. WIUG 28.
922, I'm on it right now, WSGH 922.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Greg. WSBM 993.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, Jack. Doing pretty good. Good hearing you, man. Yep, definitely a good antenna with your recommendation on that, for sure, and Greg's as well.
Hey, guys, I got to get back out of here a little bit. I got to go ahead and have some coffee. You guys take care. Have a good day. WIAZ 28.
Jack, I'll see you over at the Brew Crew. WSGH 92 clear.
Roger that, Jack. WSBM 993. Take care, Greg. You still there, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, any big plans for today, or just a normal, average day today?
I got to do a little running around. I got to take Mom to a couple places, and I'm not really sure whether we're going to stop at her house or not. I haven't decided yet. I'll see how she's doing this morning when she gets up. I got to get her up here in a couple minutes.
Hey, copy that.
What about you? You got anything going?
I just got to run some errands today. I have an appointment about 1:30 today in Frankenmuth. And then I got to take my friend to work. I got to pick her up and drop her off to work at 9:30 this morning.
Roger that. Well, you have a good day. It looks like a nice one out there. It's a little chilly, but we can handle that, right? This is WSAA 336 clear on your final.
Roger that, Chuck. Always good hearing from you, man. Good talking with you, my friend, and thanks for reaching out this morning. We'll definitely do it again. Safe travels out there on the road today with your mom and stuff and your family, and we'll definitely maybe talk to you a little later or whatnot. 73s to you until then, and have yourself a good one, man. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
Good morning to you there, Shane. WSBM 993, copy.
I read you loud and clear. How's your morning so far?
Oh, just kind of getting it started, you know, just getting the day started here right now and whatnot. That's pretty much about it. Got to go take my friend to work at 9:30 and pick her up, and I got an appointment later on out in Frankenmuth. I got to go to and run some errands today and take care of a few things. But other than that, that's pretty much about it. Otherwise, you must be heading off to work here shortly, I'm assuming, huh?
I actually just got to work.
Hey, copy that. Well, hopefully it won't be a real super windy day like it was yesterday for you. Hopefully it won't be too bad out there today. Hopefully it looks like it's going to be pretty nice. Hopefully the wind will stay down, you know.
Well, so far it's been a peaceful morning aside from it being a little chilly this morning.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I hear ya. All right, yeah, Shane. Well, you have yourself a good day, man, and be safe out there working in the yard. And we'll definitely do it again a little later or whatnot. Saying 73s to you for now. And have yourself a good one. And we'll talk again maybe a little later or whatnot. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency after your final.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk again sometime later on today. But, yeah, definitely be safe out there. Hopefully you have a good day today. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WRUK, no, WR. WR Whiskey Bravo Frankie 359 for radio questions. Anybody out there on a kid radio? RFK 359 clear.
Morning, 793 and the Detroit Diesel. Hello, how are you? The WSDM 993.
Charlie Zebra A10 mobile monitoring.
WSEU 202.
Good morning, 202, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10.
What's going on, A10?
Hey, it's another fun-filled day. How about yourself?
I'll just stay at the bank, getting ready to go load up after that.
Yeah, roger that. Busy day for you?
All right, man. Out the bank, I got to get the rolling, man. WC202. We'll keep the buyer in the final.
Roger that. Have a safe one. Enjoy the sunshine. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10 monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48. Copy. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
USHW 556. Station 488. Copy.
Yeah, go ahead, 556. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, doing good. How about yourself?
Very good. I'm trying to see the Baba out there, 544.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard him on the air yet today.
You're Saginaw, correct?
That is correct, yeah. I'm usually monitoring all day, usually right around from 6 in the morning till about 10 at night. I usually monitor, and I don't think I've heard him yet.
Heard him yesterday or no?
If I remember correctly, I think I heard him once yesterday, but I don't remember what time it was.
And she was saying I shot it for him yesterday too. Didn't hear back at all.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I did hear him once yesterday, but as of today, I haven't heard him yet. But who knows, maybe he'll step on sometime later on today.
Hey, well, good talking to you, and keep monitoring if you like, you know. We'll talk later, and have a good morning. WIAG48.
You have a good rest of your day as well. Be safe out there. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
Station 218. Station 218. WIAG 48, copy. WIAG 48, clear.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556, WSBM 993, how's it going today?
I hear that, 556. Doing pretty good, just out and about, taking care of some things and whatnot. That's pretty much about it. How's things going over at the work headquarters for you?
Yeah, so far so good. Just draining some transmissions at the moment, getting them ready for the scrap bin.
Copy that. Sounds like fun. Before you know it, it won't be much longer, and you'll be off on your lunch break.
Yeah, no kidding. Days seem to fly by, especially when I'm constantly doing something.
Yes, indeed. That is for sure, most definitely.
How's your adventures for today going? Got any big plans or just kind of doing some running around?
I just out taking care of paying some bills, running some errands. That's pretty much about it really today for the most part.
Yeah, the bills certainly never stop. Seems like as soon as you pay one, there's another one right behind it.
Yes, sir. Most definitely, indeed. Yeah, I enjoy paying my bills. You know, I look forward to it. Actually, believe it or not. It's got to be done. You know, so it is what it is.
Well, certainly can't say I look forward to it, being it kind of cuts into my hobbies and whatnot. But yeah, like you said, it's got to be done. There's no avoiding it, unfortunately.
Yes, indeed, for sure. All right, man. Well, I'm going to get back out here and start driving again, so I'm going to get back out of the monitoring side. But thanks for jumping in there and shouting out at me, man. I appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Always good hearing from you. We'll definitely do it again in a little while, probably. But for now, you take care. Stay safe out there in the yard. And enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your lunch break, all that good stuff. And we'll definitely do it again, my friend. WSBM 993, mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, not a problem at all. I always like checking out on people, making sure they're doing all right. But, yeah, I'm going to get back to doing what I was doing. Safe travels out there. Enjoy the rest of your day. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
Station 922, station 922, WSBM 993, copy, Greg?
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Roger, I heard you out there. I wanted to give you a shout, say hello and whatnot. How's things going your way today?
Oh, pretty good. Nice day and a little bit less windy today for sure, so we can get outside and get some stuff done. What about you?
Hey, Roger, that on a whim, definitely. Yeah, it was a real windy one yesterday. Nice, but windy. Looks like it's a pretty nice day today, too, as well. Today, just out running some errands, paying some bills, taking care of some business. That's pretty much about it on this end. Just kind of doing that and taking care of that pretty much, so... Yep.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I did that a little bit yesterday, so today's yard work day. Just playing radio here this morning and getting ready to get out there and get at it. Back to you.
Hey, copy that one for sure. Well, anyways, man, I just wanted to jump in there and say hello and whatnot. You enjoy the rest of your day, enjoy your yard work and doing what you're doing, and we'll definitely do it again, my friend. But we'll let you go for now, and you take care, and we'll definitely talk with you. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, Chad, thanks for coming back, and you be safe out there driving around, and we'll talk at you later. WSGH 922 will be clear. WSEU 202, and we on the move.
Wash here, so I'll get back with you in a few minutes, okay?
good to hear from you. Take care. WIEG 48. Station 544. Station 544. WIEG 48. Copy.
WIEG 488. WRZP 544.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. How is Bob doing today?
Systems go. A bit chilly, but no complaints on this end. How about yourself, Jack?
I'm doing okay. I'm just, just ate a little bit now. I got to go outside and do some work. I know it's a little bit of here chilly, too. Last night it was cold. And, what are you going to do? The weather has changed a lot. Well, I was out, no power for 6 hours, and that's what happened yesterday.
Roger that. There was sporadic outages here as far as electricity goes. I wasn't affected, but we had very, very high winds. What was left hanging in the trees or wasn't down yet, I'm sure it came down, but nope, all systems go here. Woke up, it was 31 degrees, and we're currently sitting at 46. And we're ready for spring when she springs, Roger.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You're right, you're absolutely right. We're ready for spring. But ain't no spring yet. My spring maybe started after Mother's Day. That's when I start planning. That way it won't be no frosting, frost or nothing. Roger?
Roger that. The better half is out weeding, but nothing's going in the ground just yet there. We wait till we put the garden in when the weather turns, Roger?
Roger that, Bob. I know what you're saying. It's pretty hard to put it, then you got to cover it and all that. And it doesn't come out right. And that's when I found out a couple of years ago.
Not alone in that respect. I think we all been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. But we'll wait. She'll change her mind, and planting season will be on us there, and we'll get the old garden put in, Roger.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. We do that this year, too. Well, Bob, good to hear from you and good talking to you. I shouted for you this morning anyhow, you weren't out there. You take care and you have a good day. We'll talk today anyhow. WIEG 48.
Roger that, brother. We'll do it again. You and yours have a good, safe day down there, Jack, and we'll talk again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Station 488, got a copy?
Yeah, go ahead. How's the car wash? Good?
It'll work. Still it rains again there, Roger.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, last night we got hit hard here, and it was no power for like five, six hours. Roger?
I see that. Some key storms went right through your area. Rochester Hill, right down through there. Right down the M-59 corridor. We didn't get nothing. I didn't get anything where I'm at there, Roger.
Well, that's what they said. Even in the toy, I called my daughter. She said, there's nothing going on here. And I was in the, she was in the east side there, and there was nothing going on.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it was a very defined line of thunderstorms, so got a lot of rain out of that too there, didn't you?
Yeah, I was talking to Bob this morning. He said it's cold there by 62. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. It got pretty cold up there too overnight, the night before. Yeah, it's frost warning, but it'll be okay, I think. Couple more nights maybe, and should be good to go. Getting into May tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it's cold there too. I said, well, we gotta wait till Mother Nature to change the weather. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Oh, it'll change, don't worry. You know where we live, right?
Well, I know, maybe Bob lives a different route. See, he's way over there in that four-way system.
Yeah, he gets it in the snow belt.
I don't know if he's still out there or not. He was with me a few minutes ago.
I'm still listening.
Copy that. Yeah, Bob, Sheboygan Bob, you up there. WRZ 218. Randall back at you if you're listening, over.
Got a copy on you there, Randall 218. WRZP 544.
Roger that. Sound good. You too, Jack. All right, we're going to go in here and grab us a little bit of lunch, I think, and get off of here for a few minutes. So we'll talk to you guys later, maybe back home on the base. This WRZX 218 in the mobile downtown Ypsilanti, and we're going to be done after your final. Roger.
That travel safe, always a pleasure. WRZP 544. Go ahead, Jack.
Randall, we'll talk to you later. Bob, we'll talk to you later. WIG 48.
W8SU 357.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSDM 993, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, good afternoon.
WSHU 357.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, WSDM 993, go ahead.
Good afternoon. There's another station in there, so we'll let them jump in real quick and then get right back with you there. Another station in there, go ahead. I guess not. Back over to you there, Jared. How's your day going?
Roger. Going pretty good. How's your day going today? I'm just out paying some bills, running some errands, taking care of some personal business, driving around, goofing around, you know, same old, not really too much, you know, just getting some errands done and paying some bills and taking care of some of the necessity things, you know. What are you up to?
Yeah, about the same. Running some errands, getting ready to wrap it up here in a minute and go home and go to bed before I got to go to work tonight.
Hey, Roger that. How was the bowling and karaoke last night? Did that go pretty good? You guys have a pretty good time with that?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun.
Hey, copy that. I hear you. Back to the old good old work tonight, huh?
Yep, that's how it goes.
Copy that one. Well, I appreciate you jumping in there, man, and giving me a holler and shouting out to me. It's always good to talk to you and whatnot, my friend, and all that good stuff. So you take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Safe travels out there, and we'll definitely do it again and whatnot. So You take care and have a good one, Paige. This will be WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, roger that. Have a good one. Yeah, I'm being BV right now. I got to run down to Bridgeport here, get some cheap gas, and then call it a day here. I don't know if you got that Loves app on your phone or not, or if you come down to Bridgeport, they give you 10 cents off a gallon, and their regular prices are pretty cheap. So that's where I'm headed now. But anyway, have yourself a wonderful day. Enjoy the sunshine. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Roger, roger. I will keep that in mind, definitely. Appreciate the info on that. WSBM 993, mobile, clear, and monitoring.
WSA2357 for radio check.
Station 357, station 357, radio check. WSBM 993, loud and clear.
Appreciate that, 913. I'm located in Royal Oak. Was making sure I was hitting the repeater fine.
Copy that, Royal Oak. Call sign is WSBM, Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Sounds good, man. You have yourself a great day and sounding really well.
Appreciate that, man. Forgot your call sign, but it's WSHU357 on the side.
Copy that. Call sign Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Name is Chad. Charlie Henry Alpha Delta.
WRPD 448 monitoring the frequency.
448, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Kurt, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I am well today. How are you doing? It has been a few minutes since I've spoken with you.
Not too bad, you know, not too bad. How about yourself?
Just out here burning up some fallen tree branches, you know, that kind of stuff today. I'm on my back deck currently on a handheld. How do I copy?
Sounding pretty good to me.
Yeah, I got a pretty good shot. I'm in a valley, but like I'm overlooking two lakes, and then from there I see Mount Holly, and then beyond that somewhere is Deep Repeater. So I did pretty good in the side yard and on my back porch. Did I lose you there, Paige?
Not negative. I had to pull into a drive-thru to grab my lunch. Sorry about that.
No worries. I just hope you got something good to eat. That's all.
Okay, I'm back mobile again so I can give you the full attention you deserve.
Have you had a chance to talk to Sheboygan Bob since that repeater went back online?
I have. I think it was just after I came back online. I was coming home from work one morning, and he was on there, and I heard him on there. I was just driving down the road to pull in my driveway, so I sat in the driveway and chatted with him for a minute or so, and then I haven't heard from him since, so hope he's doing all right.
As far as I know he is, he texted me recently because I've been, you know, not very consistent, somewhat absent from the airwaves, so he texted to check on me, and, he's pretty tied up with, you know, his leader dog stuff, and, also, I think they still have some people up there without power, at least last I spoke with them, he said there was 6,000. I think that was some time ago.
Yeah, I know they've been getting hit pretty hard up there, and I think I just saw on the news the other day, they just got dumped with some more snow up that way.
The RPD 448 for identification purposes. I was just monitoring the Holly Hamley Theater, which is a link network as well, and apparently in Waterford, there's an old roller rink called Roladium that lost its roof yesterday. But then again, that was an old building that, you know, was a converted hangar. But, yeah, it's pretty strong winds. I think we got 70 miles an hour where I was at.
Yeah, I saw up through here around Saginaw Bay City, Midland area. I think there was at least one tree that came down on the house. Lots of other limbs and power lines and stuff down in the area. Yeah, it was pretty vicious yesterday when I was out there.
I lost power this morning. I'm currently without. Edison is driving around looking for, you know, a wire down somewhere in the woods. You know, they got to, like, get out of the car and walk through the woods and everything, look for the line to, you know, where it's down and all that. So, time-consuming process, but luckily it's, you know, nice out.
Hey, you think they, with all the technology we have today, they'd be able to pinpoint pretty much exactly where it is. I know one time we had a problem with Spectrum when I was at work, and they were able to pinpoint exactly where the problem was. Of course, it took forever for them to actually get out there and fix it, but at least they knew where it was pretty quick.
It's a lot easier to read. My ex-wife used to work for what's now Comcast out here, but they actually had a truck they could drive around and tell what houses were getting signaled illegally. And then, that was back in the day. That was probably 25 years ago, 26 years ago, longer than that.
With you, Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Friday. Yeah, I remember way back in the day I had one of those satellite receiver boxes there, and you know, I thought I was you know, the king of the castle when we got that put in, and then realized that, wow, now I got 150 channels worth of absolutely nothing to watch.
Anymore. All I got is just the internet, and, I don't really think there's anything worth watching anymore unless you can find, like, something old. You know, anything that comes out now doesn't appeal to me, and, you know, I'm like a pro-Second Amendment person, but I think there's way too much gunplay on TV. I don't want to watch any of that anymore. You know, I'd rather watch a nature show. It's way more peaceful.
Yeah, I don't need to see the gunfire on TV. I just got to drive around downtown. I'll see enough of it there. There's not a whole lot of good stuff on TV. I don't even have a TV, honestly. A little bit I do watch, you know, I pick up a little bit of this or that on one of the free services online, and, you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, copy that. Now that it's summertime, I'll probably spend a lot more time outside, and I'm still trying to get in shape to mountain bike again. I got to start out on pavement, though. I tried riding down my road, and the dirt road's too bumpy, and... But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to a summer so I can actually do something.
Yeah, last time I saw my doctor, I said I wanted to get into shape, and he said, well, you're already in shape, you just don't know it. I'm like, how so? He said, well, round is a shape. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you got jokes. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to gain weight. I lost too much weight a couple of years ago, and for whatever reason, I can't put it back on. And, you know, being off with, waiting on surgery all last year, kind of lost a lot of my muscle mass, and taking a little bit of time to get back, but, I mowed the lawn yesterday, so that was good.
Hey, you know, one day at a time, one step at a time. Don't push yourself too hard, you know. You don't want to injure yourself further. Well, my friend, I hate to cut this off here, but I am in eyesight of my house, so I'm going to sign off here. As always, it's a pleasure to chat with you. Glad to hear that you're doing okay. You're making progress, and hopefully we'll get to do this again soon. Enjoy the day outside. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're going to be clear on your final.
Yeah, copy that. I was getting ready to sign off as well. Listen in my heart. It was great to talk with you. Finally connected. This is WRP44, and I am clear and monitoring. We'll do it again.
WRZP 544. Clark, you still on the frequency?
This is WRPV 448. Kirk, Goldwyn Township. Are you calling for me, Bob?
Roger that, I am, sir. I understand you out power. I understand that.
Yeah.
Sporadic outages yesterday, as you can imagine. We had some very high winds here. But all systems go here at Redbird LZ, Roger.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. I was listening to Ham and heard some talk about you guys are getting some more weather. Did I hear that correctly?
That was in the UP. It was 31 this morning when we woke up. We're currently at 48, partly sunny skies here. No, that was in the UP. We didn't get anything here, thank goodness. Roger.
Yes, thank God for that. Well, other than that, how have you been? Everything good on your end?
So far, so good. No complaints. I got a backyard full of tree limbs and cut-up logs I need to dispose of. But other than that, no complaints here, brother. I'm also glad to hear that you're healing up well there from your surgery, Roger.
Copy that. Can you stand by for a second, Bob? I'm going to talk to my... I'll be right back.
WRZP 544, standing by.
Okay, I'm back, Bob. Recovery is going very slow. In the box, and all that good stuff.
Apologies, I copied about half of that. You're breaking up down there. We'll do it again, Kurt. We'll catch you when you're on your base station there. Be safe. Best to you and yours as always. And we'll talk again, Kurt. Have a good afternoon. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Copy that, Bob. We'll be in touch. This is WRPV 448, and I am monitoring on my handheld. WRPV 448, I am clear.
Roger that, Kurt. We'll catch you around the band. Take care. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring. Gonna be a beautiful day.
WRVZ 525.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring the frequency.
Well, how'd them Morel mushrooms do? The world will never know. WRUU 850.
WSGG 772, monitoring on the mobile.
WSGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
WRUG 480 is WRFK 359, yeah, I got the Jack.
No reply.
WREZ 488. This is WRFK 359. We'll be on side listening.
Yeah, 266, your signal is really bad, you're fairly readable.
Copy that, thank you.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
993, this is WIWR 357, how you doing this afternoon?
WSBM 993, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing this afternoon? How do I copy it?
Hey, Roger that. Sounding pretty good over this way. I'm here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. You're sounding pretty good over this way. Coming in pretty good. WSBM 993.
All right, that's good to hear. You're sounding loud and clear as well. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't breaking up on you.
I know, negative, coming in loud and clear, a little crackling, but other than that, nothing that's affecting your transmission or your audio or affecting your communication. But yeah, sounds good, man. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WRFK Whiskey Robert Frank Kane 359. Anybody can help me with the radio? One of these kids' radios while you're talking. I got everything working on this stupid thing. And the only thing I can't get to change on it, for some reason, won't let me change it, is the negative and positive on it.
What kind of radio is it again, sir?
The kids' radios. Those small ones, you know. The new ones, the TD-83 radio.
help this gentleman out? WSTU 844. You said it's a T E. What was the model number, sir?
T as in Tom, D as in Dan, 83.
All right, TD83. Okay, let me I someone that might know. If not, we'll find someone to help you out there. Just give me some time.
So far, I think I've done pretty good. I've done all by my fingers. Because my modem was down. So I got all the programming by hand. But that's the only thing that's holding me back. I can broadcast to the tower, but it don't kick back. And I think if I could change the plus to negative or vice versa, if I can get through.
Yeah, I've got Baofeng radios, and I have a DB20 in my truck. But I've never dealt with a TD83, so let me call somebody and... Or I'll check out YouTube and maybe that might help.
10-4, yeah. Because right now I can see the mic on the walkie-talkie and it don't be working.
Yeah, it might be something simple. So, all right, let me get back with you, my friend, and I'm gonna call somebody. I don't know if he's on the radio now. 793, you out there? WSGU 844 looking. There's another person out there. He might be still working, but his name is Shane. I'm not sure on what his call letters are. I think it's 810. I'm not sure, but let me get back with you. All righty?
Roger, Roger. Whiskey Robert Frank King 359.
You said 859?
599. Oh, shoot. 5. No, let it. Whiskey Robert Frank King 359. 359.
Roger. All right, I'll get back with you. I'm going to give someone a call quick and see if he'll answer his phone and ask him. But we'll get down to it. Yeah, I'll get back with you in a little bit. I got to call... Dave, real quick, see if he knows anything about this radio. You copy?
Yeah, to let you know, I'm paying, if I go to VFO mode, where it is, it changes on that one, but when I go back to the main one, it don't move.
Copy that, 359. No, there was a friend of mine that was out there calling for me earlier, so I just let him know that I'd get back with him later. So, all right, I'm going to make a phone call. I'll be right back. WSGU 844.
WSGU 844. Yeah, copy that. We're going to get a chance.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kevin. You're having a hard time hitting the repeater, but, yeah, whatever. Whenever I get a chance, I heard over. With the SGU 844, I'll talk to you in a bit.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSGU 844, 993, you still out there?
Go ahead, Sherman, WSBM 993, mobile, go ahead.
You wouldn't have a TDH3, would you?
What is that?
TID radio TDH3. There's a gentleman out there that needs some help programming. He can't hit the repeater with it.
Negative. I don't have one of those, actually. I think Shane has one, and I think there's one other guy out here that has one, too, as well. But I don't have one, no.
Any way you can get a hold of Shane, have him come on the radio and try to give this gentleman a hand?
I don't know if Shane's monitoring right now or not. I can never forget his. I should. Shane, are you monitoring WSBM 993? You should be getting out of work here shortly, Sherman. Evidently, he might not be monitoring right now, but I'm pretty sure I'll probably talk to him here in a little bit. If I do, or if I hear him on here in a little bit, I'll try to let him know. But that's the only way. That's the only way that I can contact him is through the radio. I don't have his like phone number or anything.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I think it's Shane WSHW556. I have him on my contact list.
WITT959.
Yeah, there we go. We got Rick in here. He can probably figure it out for us. I'll stand by. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I just turned it on so I didn't hear what the issue is. What's the issue?
Yeah, 359, you still out there?
Yeah, this is Robert. This is WRFK 359, yeah, down the river here. Yeah, I got everything programmed on my radio. The only error one to do is try to change the plus to the negative or vice versa, and it won't move the emblem. But if I go to the VS mode and do it that way, it moves. But it won't move on the main where all the channels are at, therefore.
Yeah, Roger that. When you're in channel mode, it's depending on the radio and the model of the radio. Some of them just don't allow you to change the offset in the channel mode. So unfortunately, what you do have to do is go into the VFO mode and re-put in your frequencies that you want and your PL tone, and then change it to the offset that you want, the negative or the plus, and then just save it under the channel number that you want it to replace, the one that's wrong.
So you go through the VF mode, put down frequency in, go through the offset, plus the negatives, type that in, then what? Because I tried that, and it's still it goes back to the way it was when I go to the other channels.
Yep, after you do all that, then go through your menu and find your store channel or safe channel. It'll say channel save, or channel delete, or channel add, most likely. Go to your channel add, and hit your menu button again, and then scroll till you get to the channel number of the one that you're trying to fix. So, you know, if the channel that won't let you change the offsets right now, say it's channel 5. So after you do everything in the VFO mode, you said go back into your menu, find add channel, or channel add, and just scroll down to that, hit your menu button, scroll down to channel 5, and hit your menu button again, and it'll overwrite that. So then it'll change it when you go back into, it'll keep the changes when you go back into channel mode.
I'm keying the walkie talkie in my hand instead of the hand mic. Yeah, 10-4 out. I'll try it, and I'll let the other gentleman know if it worked or not. 10-4.
Yep, so roger that. It's, like I said, that should work for you. As long as you get it to save and overwrite the wrong one. You're just trying to, basically you're just overwriting the wrong one. You're getting rid of the wrong one and you're replacing it with the one with the right offset in there. So, as long as you do that channel add and it takes, then once you go back into channel mode, it should be fine. But, yeah, good luck with that. And I'm going to go back on the side monitor here to the OTG 959.
WRFK359. We appreciate it. We're on his side, messing around.
WSDJ347. Hey guys, there's also an app. You got the app. You can do it on your phone. It'll automatically do it for you. Put it in there.
I tried the app. I don't want to tell me I'm snotty, but I tried the app. And they want credit cards. And for 2 days, my modem in the house took the lunch. And I tried it on my tablet, and I tried it on my phone, and I couldn't get a chirp thing.
What
model is the radio?
Radio app. That's the one I had on my radio. Or you go to number 23 on your radio in your menu. It has your plus and minus.
Yeah, I done that on the regular channel, but it won't change. So I had to go to the VH. Whatever that is. And it changed on there, and then when I went back, it was back where it was before.
Copy that. WSDJ 347, we'll be monitoring.
Thank you, gentlemen, for giving him a hand. WSDU 844.
Station 959, Rick, are you still out there? WSBM 993 Mobile.
Yes, sir, 993.
Hey, Roger. If you're willing, and you got time, and you're available, and, you know, at your convenience, I'm not trying to rush or anything, but I'd be able to maybe bring that Motorola and drop it off to you, and let you hold on to it for a few days or however long you need it for you to possibly program it for me and whatnot on the handheld there. Like I said, at your convenience, no rush, just whenever you think it might be a good time, I could at least drop it off and let you have it for a few days or a week or however long you need it, and maybe see if you can program it.
Well, the handheld, I can, that ain't going to take but 2 minutes. All I got to do is clone it off of mine. Because the only thing I have in mine right now is the GMRS. So, basically, all I got to do is clone that one right off of mine. And, as far as the mobile goes, if you want to drop off the mobile, but you got to get the programming cable yet, right?
Yeah, I'll probably order that programming cable either later this evening or probably tomorrow or whatever. I got to go put some money on my Cash App card and go on Amazon and order it. So probably it'll be later today or tomorrow when I order that to get the programming cord for the mobile. But I could at least drop off the handheld to you in the meantime or whatever if that was okay. And like I said, I can, you know, you can do it at your convenience. I'm not like in a big rush or anything.
Anytime you want to stop by, you know, my usual schedule, anytime after 1, give me a phone, let me know you're coming. Like I said, I can do the handheld in 10 minutes. But if you want to wait and if you do go ahead and order that on Amazon, see if you can get it next day on Amazon. And if you get your hands on that cable within the next day or two, then you can just drop off that the mobile, because I'm gonna have to get my power supply out and everything and power it up and go through that one and see what I need to do to get that one set up. That one might take a little longer, but as far as the handheld goes, we're looking at 10 minutes.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll probably just do the handheld first to start, if that's okay, and then I'll work on getting the mobile situated after that, if that's all right with you, if that works.
Yep, no problem. However you want to do it. Like I said, I'm available right now if you want, or, you know, like I said, any day after 1.
Roger that. How late are you available today? I'm getting ready to go. Have some dinner with a buddy of mine at Buffalo Wild Wings. But how late would you be available today? I mean, if I were to do it today, I should say.
My sleep schedule is totally unpredictable, so I'm pretty much. But no, I'll be up until at least 10 o'clock tonight at the very earliest would be I would go to sleep. So just give me either a ring on the phone or a text or yell it on the radio and see if I'm listening or not, and let me know when you're done with dinner. And if you want to head over, that's fine by me.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll probably do that then. That's what I'll do. I'll probably head over, in a little while after dinner and stuff. But I'll definitely shoot you a call or a text in a little bit when I'm done and let you know when I'm on my way or whatnot. I appreciate it again, Rick, as always. So we'll be talking with you probably in a little bit. And now, did you want me to just drop that off or did you want me to wait for it?
Well, like I said, it's going to take a matter of just plugging it in and copying mine over to yours. Like I said, if it takes 10 minutes, I'll be surprised. Just make sure it's charged up. I mean, that's it. That's all I have to do. If you want to hear something funny, too, is about chargers. I told you I ordered the charger from Motorola. I don't know. Somebody booed. They sent me Gorilla.
Oh, you can't beat that if they sent you 2 of them for the price of 1. There you go. Definitely. All right, man. Yeah, sounds good. I'll get a hold of you a little bit then when I get done here and whatnot, and we'll go from there and probably head on out or whatever. So I'll call or text you or give you a shout on the radio or however, but we'll be in touch soon. Thanks again, Rick, as always. This will be WSBM 993 Mobile Clear and signing off for temporarily for a little bit.
Alrighty, I will talk to you a little bit later then. WITG 959, back monitoring.
WSTU 844 calling WFHR 566. You still on the radio, bud?
This is WFHR 566. Go ahead,
Ethan. How are you doing, Kev?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I was I ate last night and I think I had a touch of the flu or something, or one of them little virus things, but I feel pretty good now.
Well, glad you're feeling better. Hopefully you didn't give it to Tanya.
Yeah, Roger that. I got my toy today.
Oh, sweet. So, did you contact anybody about getting it programmed?
Yeah, I talked to Paul yesterday. I messaged him, and he told me I could come up to the to his work there, the where he works at there, and he told me I can come up and they'll program it for me because they got all that stuff there so you can program it. But I didn't get to think till almost around 3 o'clock, and he was off today, and I got to work tomorrow and Friday, so I don't think he's there very late, so I'm probably going to have to wait till Monday, but no big deal.
Well, if not, give Gary a call and stop by. He lives off of Fraser.
Oh, yeah, I've been to his house before. I don't know exactly where he lives, but, yeah, I know he lives out that way. I might. I'll see what happens. I just figured this. I'm not kidding. I know Gary knows what he's doing, but this guy here's got all the patches. He probably can put them in, boom, 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 and be done, you know?
Yeah, copy that. Well, Gary could, too. I've got the same. I think he programmed it the way his is, but then I had to send mine back for some reason. It was a warranty job, and then I got it back, but there was some other, there was some stuff missing, so yeah, I gotta give it back to him and have him reprogram it, but I'm not really worried about it. I have it open, and I'm happy the way it is for now.
Yeah, roger that. So, yeah, I'm going to get one of those screen protectors, too, for it. They sell them, too.
Well, they're pretty strong. I think I've dropped mine a couple times, and, yeah, just I can count it on my fingers on one hand how many times I've dropped it. It's very rugged, and it's got a great belt clip, so, yeah, you don't have to worry about it too much.
Yeah, copy that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting it programmed. So, like I said, I'm not in a hurry. Like I said, maybe I will give Gary a shout. I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. Paul might be able to program yours where McComb will go off and with an alert. If I'm not mistaken, so that'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that though. But yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I could do that.
So how's the better?
And I'll be with all the big boys now, you and all the Box 42 guys.
I'm sorry, Kev, I stepped on you, buddy.
No, I said I'll be like all the Box 42 guys like you. We'll all have the same radio now.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it's a good radio. I enjoy it. But, yeah, I still have my Whistler and my Pro 96 and my Baofeng. So, but, yeah, the Unication G5 is my favorite.
Yeah, I thought about getting that one, but like you said, that's why I got the bail thing for, so, you know. And you can't listen to all the UHF. You don't go so far, and then go so far in the other one. You can't listen to all of them, so you got to listen to the one that's in that megahertz that you want to. So I'm just going to do like you did. Just get the, I got the four and use this for, you know, UHF or VHF, whatever it is.
Roger, roger. Yeah, you got the, you put one on your left hip, and you put the other one on your right hip, and, yeah, you're all set.
Copy that.
How's the better half doing? She doing all right?
Yeah, she's doing okay. She, like I said, most of the day she's all right, but then she started complaining of her back bothering again, so she's laying down. I got these two deer that I bought. They're actually, what do you call them? Heck, I can't think of what they're called. But anyways, I got these two plastic deer that I got, and I bought them at Cabela's, and they look real. I got a doe and a buck. Well, needless to say, the wind came through yesterday and knocked one of them over, so I had to go out there today and make sure now that they won't come down. So what I did now, they shouldn't come fall down anymore.
Copy that. So they're targets, right? You bow hunt?
No, they're decoys. You can't shoot them. They're decoys. You can put them out, like, out in the field and stuff. And, the lure deer, and I didn't see them at Cabela's. I was there a couple weeks ago. I didn't see one, but so I'll take a picture of them and send them to you and Kelly. Yeah, you put them in your backyard. You'll have deer coming probably all over the place.
Copy that. Well, I don't know if the DNR is monitoring, but I don't care. I put a little bit of deer crack out there for them. It's a mixture of stuff, and the deer go crazy over it.
Yeah, copy that.
You get it at one of the farms out here that sells bird seed and stuff. But he was telling us that they're going to probably drop the ban on feeding the deer because there's so many of them.
Yeah, copy that. I seen a couple of those pictures you had with those deer. They almost come up to your thing. You could have put a blind out in the field if you were a deer hunting. You could probably guarantee the deer.
Yeah, copy that. Kelly just said I could go up. I just go off my back deck. But, yeah, probably can't do that. But yeah, we're not going to do that. But, yeah, we got a lot of birds out here, though. I've taken some pictures of some birds. I haven't posted it on my special Facebook page yet, but pretty cool.
Yeah, copy that. You getting probably not. Don't question that. Have you seen any pheasants up there yet by your property up there or in that area?
No, not yet. I've seen a turkey out there yet. Just the Canadian geese. Oh, Callie said she saw one turkey. Okay, cool. But yeah, we got a lot of, a few rabbits I think we've seen, a lot of squirrels, a lot of different kinds of birds. Yeah, but we love it out here. It's nice.
Yeah, copy that. Well, yeah, I'm going to cut you loose here. I might cut the front grass and the back grass, that I don't know, but just wanted to get on and tell you that I got my new toy, so I might talk to you later, if not later tomorrow, WSHR 566, clear after your last message.
Roger, roger, Kev. Yeah, I've been off for a few days. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time in the pole barn moving stuff around and putting stuff on shelving. So yeah, we're conquering the pole barn, slow but sure. But I go back to work tomorrow. So good talking to you, buddy. And tell the other half we said hello. And yeah, I'll be monitoring for a while. So WSDU 844. Talk to you later, buddy. And we'll be on the monitoring side.
WRAQ 651 WQZK 969. I'll copy. WRAQ 651 calling WQZJ
969. WRK 359.
I'm here. WRK 359. WRAQ 651 WQZJ 969.
The guy, the person who was helping me.
You out there?
You guys doubled out there. WITG 959.
WRFK 359. Trying to get hold of it. Another guy was trying to help me. I always can't remember his name. Okay, copy.
Yep, good. You got him. Name over here is Rick, by the way.
Alright, I got confused in the shovel here. I'm on a vehicle mode, and I got the plus sign on it, and the frequency on it. Now, what do I do?
Did you put the PL tone into it?
Yeah.
All right, so now you're just going to scroll through your menus until you find something that says CH add or CH save.
All right, hold on a minute.
What model number radio is that?
TD/83.
All right, so it's a kid radio. Hold on 1 second and I will tell you exactly where that's at. Okay, tube radio is just going to say memory, and then you'll see it'll say CH-001 or 002 or 003 here. It might be different on yours because mine's got the memory to it. I'm sorry, I doubled with you.
Does it have like 1 to 30? Like, somebody said, well, take it up to 30 if you really have one.
I'm not quite grasping what you're asking me there, but on the menu, like I said, on mine, it's menu item 25, but it might be different on mine because mine's a little upgraded, but it'll just say memory. And then you'll be able to hit the enter and choose which memory number you want to put it in.
All right. WRK359. All right, then what I do, put the channel in there?
Yep, once you get to the one that says memory, then you hit your menu button again, and then scroll up and down until you get to whatever channel number you want to put it in. Like I said, if you're trying to replace, you know, if it was on channel 5, then go to channel 5 and do that. And then when you get to the channel number you want to put it in, just hit the menu button again, and it'll save it.
So it should be 18 then, right? 18 and 17.
You kind of cut off on the beginning of that transmission there. I didn't catch everything you said.
Channel 18 is the one that we're talking on now. Channel 17 is 601.
Okay, then go to channel 18, and then, like I said, once you get to 18, press the menu button again, and
I don't know if it asks you if you're sure or not. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But if it does, are you sure? Just hit yes.
Can I do the keyboard with that? Or, shoot.
No, you should just be able to use the arrows to scroll up and down until you get to 18.
I did it, but then it jumped up to a higher number.
Well, if you have, alright, if you have memories, if you have them saved already in, if there's something saved in that spot already, it might not let you go to 18. So if it goes to 19, then just save it on 19, and it's not really going to make a big difference.
WSD W327 mobile. As far as I can get down to is 31.
Yeah, it's because it's programmed in there already under 18. The only other option is to go to The next one up in the menu or the next one down in the menu is going to be delete channel. So the only thing you can do then is go to delete channel, go to channel 18, delete it, and then go back into the memory, and then try going to 18 and saving it. Because that's the only way it's going to let you put it in 18. If you don't want to go through all that, then just go ahead and put it in 31 and just... You're just going to have to remember that you're, you know, that station is under 31.
What button do I push to delete it?
Like I said, go back into your main menu, and then it'll be the next one up from your memory. Like I said, on mine it's 26, but whether it's 26 on yours or not, I don't know. But just go up into it'll say delete, and then hit your menu button again, and then scroll to 18, and hit your menu button again to delete it, and see what it lets you do that.
I pushed the, menu button, and all it does is go up to the bar where it says delete. It didn't delete the channel.
Okay, are you still in DFL mode?
Yeah.
All right, then just like I said, basically it's like you're starting over. Instead of going to memory, though, you're going to delete, which is option number 26. So hit your menu button, then scroll down to option 26, and it'll say delete. And then when you hit your menu button again, it'll highlight the channel, and then you can choose, see if you can scroll to channel 18 that way. And if it lets you go to 18, then just hit your menu button again, and that should delete it.
All right, I put it down on channel 031. Then when I push it, it jumps up to the first level.
Okay, well that's fine too. It'll just be on channel 31. So now just go back into your channel mode and go to channel 31 and try it and make sure it hits the repeater.
WSA 8336 monitoring. was used after it, and it hit the repeater. So, hope you're all right with you.
I took it to that channel, and it took me up to the no weather channel.
What channel put you up to no channel? The no weather channel.
Hold on just a second, I'm going to try something here.
Make sure you put it back into channel mode. You got to get out of the UFO mode. And then go to channel 31 and see if it's there.
WRAQ651, WQZJ969, copy. WRAQ651, WQZJ969, copy. WQZJ969, test, 1-2.
WRFK, 359, we're out before dinner.
WSEU 202.
WSET544 WQZJ969, copy. WQZJ969, monitoring. WQZJ969, I'm located up by the Sheboygan repeater. Just wondering if I could get a signal check.
I got a copy.
WQZJ969, did I hear somebody come back on that?
Yeah, I got a copy on you.
I appreciate that, sir. You're coming in nice and strong as well. Thank you.
WSDJ 347 will be standing by.
WSBM 993 mobile, back in the mobile and monitoring. station 959, station 959. Rick, are you out there monitoring?
Yeah, go ahead, 993.
Roger that. Heading back to the house right now to get the HD, and then I'm going to be on my way.
Alrighty, sounds good. See you in a little bit.
Through that, I'll give you a holler in a little bit here when we get when we're getting you know, closer out that way. WSBM 993 mobile and clear and monitoring.
WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy.
Hey, Shane 556, WSBM 993 mobile, go ahead.
How was your day today?
Well, not too bad, you know. I was able to get done most of the stuff that I needed to get done and get some bills paid and run some errands and chauffeur and taxi cab around a few friends of mine that needed some rides and to work and different things and get some of the main necessity things that I needed to get done taken care of. So, yeah, it was pretty decent, you know, pretty eventful, and everything worked out pretty good for the most part. Just got done having some dinner with a buddy of mine over at Buffalo Wild Wings, and now I'm heading over to my house to pick up one of my HDs and heading over to my other buddy's house to he's going to get it programmed for me.
Yeah, I know you were saying this morning you had a good bit of stuff to do. Good to hear you got at least majority of it done. And it sounds like you had one hell of a dinner. Me, myself, I had some steak with a side of macaroni salad. That was good. Outside of that, been working most of the day. Pretty busy today, actually, more than usual. Majority of it was just cleaning, but... you know, got two cars broken down and whatnot.
I copy that. Are you at your home base, or are you in Bay City at your dad's, or just over at some friends, or what?
Yeah, I'm sitting at home right now, just relaxing for the day. I probably won't be going back to my dad's until sometime this weekend.
Yeah, copy that. These gas prices are really killing us out here at $3.39 and $3.35 a gallon. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, you can definitely say that again, but thankfully my saving grace is the fact that I drive a Prius. It's older, it's an 04, but gets a hell of a lot better gas mileage than any other vehicle I've ever owned, especially my old truck. I had a 95 GMC Sierra 2500 before that with the 350 small block, and that thing, man, it just guzzled gas down like it was no tomorrow. But ever since that caught fire and I got that Prius, I've been saving a ridiculous amount of money on gas. It's crazy how efficient it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. The Priuses are pretty good, man. Them are great. My buddy's got one, and he really likes his, and he rants and raves about how much gas mileage he saves and all that good stuff. This is a hybrid one. You know, it's got the battery. I don't know if yours is or if they're all like that. I don't know, but yeah, he really likes his, and like I said, they're definitely good vehicles, man.
Yeah, mine is a hybrid. It's a 2004, so it's got a 1.5-liter gasoline four-cylinder engine and a small battery pack in the trunk. It's definitely really good on gas, even if it's only a second-gen. And, heck, it's got close to 290,000 on it, and it's still, you know, no engine light, no codes, no lights on the dash. The only thing I'm having issues with is my driver's side headlight goes out, and I keep having to turn them off, turn them back on. I think it's something to do with my HID ballast. And my passenger side tail light, I got LEDs going out for my brake light. Outside of that, it's a great car.
Copy that, for sure, definitely, I hear ya. WSBM 993 mobile for radio identification. Yeah, definitely, man, that's awesome.
But yeah, outside of that, I'm just kind of sitting at home relaxing for the night. Gonna have to go back to work tomorrow, but two more days and then the weekend, thankfully.
Break channel. Copy that one. All right, Shane, sounds good, man. Just about to my destination here to grab this radio at my house, so jump off of here. I'll be back and on the monitoring side, but definitely safe to hurry while you're not driving. But anyways, you have yourself a great night, and I'm pretty sure maybe we'll talk a little later or something if you're still around or whatever. But other than that, you take care, my friend, and always good talking with you. Thanks for reaching out. And we'll do it again. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Definitely safe travels out there. I'll be monitoring till at least 10, so if you're on the air later on, I'll probably hear you. But yeah, be safe out there. Enjoy the rest of your night. I believe somebody else was trying to conversate just a little bit ago. I heard them cut in a couple of times, so I'll give them a chance to reach out. WSHW-556, monitoring.
WSTI-847. WIEG-48, copy.
Hey, this gentleman talking about the Prius there, you still on frequency?
WSHW-556, yeah, I copy.
Yeah, 556, sorry about that. Earlier when you were talking with your friend there, I was going to throw in 2 cents and basically just tell you a friend of mine, he owns 2 of those Priuses, the same year as yours. And she has over 300,000 miles, still no issues with the car. Loves it so much, she bought another one, a 14. And that one, the battery isn't located in the trunk. It's located behind the passenger seat on the floorboard. Anyways, only issue they've ever had with either vehicle was they had to replace the battery in it. She just had to replace the battery in the one that you have, which, again, she has over 300,000 miles, and it's still going strong. She hasn't gotten rid of it. So not only are they great on gas, but, like, really, really reliable vehicles, like you said. So, anyways, just throwing in 2 cents for station identification. It's WRWM 638. So back to you, my friend.
Yeah, it's definitely good to hear she's had pretty decent luck with them. Those second gens are definitely pretty reliable. I've heard of people getting upwards of 400,000 or 500,000 miles on them before any major issues, especially with the battery pack. I don't know what they did, but they made them last seemingly forever, which is outstanding.
Oh, Roger that. I probably should clarify on this. When I say battery, I don't know if the first one that's the same year as yours, I don't know if all of them were hybrids or not. I'm not sure if that one's a hybrid. But when I say battery, I mean the actual just, you know, 12-volt regular battery. Her secondary vehicle, same thing. It was that battery. It wasn't the EV battery. I know that her second one's a hybrid. And that wasn't the issue. It was the actual regular, you know, battery to start the vehicle and everything. So I probably should have clarified that. My apologies, my friend. Back to you.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if the 12-volt battery has ever been replaced in mine. I assume it has, being it's got close to 300,000. It's got like 280-some thousand on it right now. so I would assume it's been changed before, but I was referring to the actual EV battery. I've heard a lot of great things about them, going upwards of 400,000 or 500,000 miles before having to even be really inspected or having a couple cells replaced. So, yeah, it's typical for the 12-volt batteries. They can only last so long. I think usually for a normal 12-volt battery, it's 5 to 6 years they recommend, but being the 12-volt batteries that are usually in those hybrids are about half the size, they usually recommend every 3 to 4 years, so still it's pretty good that they're lasting that long.
He copied that 100%. Yeah, she'll be glad to hear that. I'll let her know. Because, yeah, like I said, she's very happy with both vehicles. So money well spent. And she bought them, if I believe, both used. So probably each one of them had close to 100,000 miles, if not a little bit over that. And again, her first vehicle, she got extra 200,000 out of it. So real quick, since I have your attention, I don't have an AC hum in my in this radio, do I?
The AC hum, no. There's very subtle static in the background, which I have noticed is normal for most people. So on that account, you're completely good.
Roger that. The only reason I ask, I'm in a portable right now. I'm at work, and I'm running one of these Midland 500s, and I have it one of these field boxes that run off a battery. The battery's low, so I'm actually charging the battery while I'm talking to you. Where I'm going with this is I didn't know if it would pick up the AC hum from the power adapter since I was charging it while I was talking. Generally, it wouldn't be an issue. So I appreciate the feedback. And again, RWM638 for station identification purposes.
WSHW556 for radio ID. Yeah, you have no outside noise or anything like that aside from the typical real subtle static. So, yeah, you're good. Nothing that's really getting in the way of your transmissions or anything.
Definitely appreciate that. Because of where I work, I'm fairly close to the building, and there's a lot of trees and stuff around here. It's an industrial area. So as long as I'm triggering the repeater and you got a pretty healthy signal on me, I guess I can't complain given the location. So, again, I appreciate it. Back to you, my friend.
Yeah, not a problem at all. You're coming in crisp and clear on my end. No complaints there.
All right, I guess I'll stand by on your final, my friend, and I appreciate the feedback and letting me throw my two cents in about a vehicle I don't even own, but you know, like I said, my friend's real happy with both of hers. So, all right, my friend, definitely a pleasure talking to you. Maybe I'll hear you out here again. WRWM 638 will be standing by on your final.
Yeah, not a problem at all. I'm usually monitoring Monday through Friday about 6 a.m. till about 10 p.m. So anytime you're out and about and you just want to reach out, you know, just give me a shout. Even if I'm at work, I'm usually monitoring, so I'll hear you. But you have a good rest of your evening. Hope to hear from you again. Be safe out there. WSHW556, clear and monitoring.
Appreciate that. WSHW556. No problem, my friend. I jotted it down. Hear you out there. I'll give you a shout. Person on this end's Randy, just for whatever, FYI purposes. Romeo Alpha, November Delta Yankee. Thanks again, my friend. Have a good one.
WSCI 847. WIED 48, copy. WIED 48, clear. 7-2.
WSBT 544, WQZJ 969, copy.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSBI 432 monitoring and mobile.
WSFT 308. Mobile and monitoring the frequency.
WRVV 525.
What's up, 525? Reading you cloud and clear. WSFT 308.
Hey, I heard the station in there. I was fumbling with my volume. Come back again. I didn't quite catch the call sign or what you said there.
WSFT 308. How you doing there, buddy?
Okay, I got you there, 308. Yeah, doing pretty good. Just got the kids to sleep and went to pick up a couple piles of leaves and junk ahead in the yard here before I get back inside to take care of some work in there. How's your evening going?
Well, I thought you were going to say picking up piles of dog goo, but either way, my evening has been stellar. I'm out here with my brother on Mott Lake. We've been trolling for the last few hours. We've tried just about every bait you can imagine under the sun and not caught anything. However, we did see a couple other guys catch one or two, so they're out here. But outside of that, just trying to beat the cold and enjoying a Wednesday evening, brother. Over.
Right on, sounds good, yeah. It'll be better if they're biting, but still nice to be out there, I'm sure. Well, whereabouts is Mott Lake? I'm not... Sounds kind of familiar, but it doesn't quite ring a bell where it's located.
Yeah, it's up here, Genesee Township, kind of northeast end of Flint. I'm bouncing off the Flint repeater as we speak. Man, we're just trolling down the lake here. It's all part of the Flint River system, and we're just at the north end of it. Roger.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I was on my way earlier. I had to pick up my family and take the appointments today, but I'm down here in Southfield on the Detroit repeater.
Yeah, sweet, man. I was curious, you know, how reception was going to be coming off the lake, and I'm pretty far away from the Flint repeater, really. I mean, I guess not really too much in relation, but it's overcast and you know, cloudy as it is. I wondered about my reception, so must be coming in good if you can hear me. Anyways, I'll let you go. Just wanted to respond, let you know, man. Coming in loud and clear. Glad the kitties are down, and enjoy your evening. I'll be clear on your final, WSFT 308. Roger.
All right, 308. Yeah, thanks for coming back. You're getting in there good. I think, I don't know, probably with the, you know, a little bit of open space to the lake should help. The clouds usually don't matter on these frequencies, really. You got a nice clean signal into the repeater, so yeah, you guys stay safe out there, enjoy the rest of the night. And a couple rain drops just started falling here. Not sure how if that's supposed to continue or what, but either way, I'm about ready to get back in there anyway, so we'll catch you next time. WRVV525, and I'll still be listening. WRVV525, 285, how are you doing tonight? I did not copy that last transmission. It was kind of not quite holding the repeater the whole time, and didn't catch what you were saying there.
I guess I got to hold it straight up and down. I'm on the hand out here in the house. That's probably why I'm moving around a little bit. But I say every day is a good day, a little cooler today, but the sun was shining. A little cooler than yesterday. We got some warmer weather coming, probably a little rain, though, with it. Copy? Something going on with the repeater. I didn't copy any of that transmission at all on my end there.
How am I sounding now? I'm in the house. So yeah, on the handheld, so that could be a part of it. You were sounding better on those last two. How am I sounding now?
Well, now I can make you out. Yeah, these handhelds, I guess you got to hold it straight up and down. And if you move it around on an angle or something, then it tends to throw it all out of whack, to copy.
Yeah, you got that right. You got to find the sweet spot and kind of
stay posted there. That's one of the things I got to do this summer is get a base antenna set up. I know I told myself to do that last summer and never did, so hopefully this year is the year.
I copy that. What kind of antenna you looking one just for GMRS? I got one sitting in my garage here. It's fairly new. I got a different antenna. If you're looking for one.
I appreciate that, man. I want to get one that I'm used for both GMRS and ham. I was looking at, I think it's a Comet or something. I don't know. I might just throw it in the attic. I haven't quite figured out yet. I gotta talk to my wife and see if she's okay with me putting up a big antenna on top of the house, or if I want to stick it in the attic or what.
Oh no, you have to get it on. Might as well put it on the roof if you gotta go up. Put it on the roof and probably get a little better operation out of it. I think that's what I have on my. I got a Comet. I'm not sure the model, but it's a dual bander. It seems to work for a little bit of everything, I guess. It does the job for me, there.
Yeah, that's good. We'll see what I end up doing, but yeah, it would be better, definitely better to get it on the roof than out of the attic, so we'll see how it goes. Right now, I'm just working the handheld and the mobile and just going from there, but this is Tim, right? It's been a minute since I talked to you. The name here is Nick, WRVV525.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I recognize voices. I didn't have to write none of the numbers down. It ain't bad with me, but I do recognize the voices when I hear everybody, guys out there. Maybe I got to start writing stuff down. Normally, I'm on the move. So it's hard to remember everything. Got a lot of stuff going on there. Over.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I don't ever write it down either. I just I got a good memory for some of that stuff, and then I know, like, I heard you get on here a few times talking with Jack and stuff like that. I know it's been a while, but we talked with Professor Don back I think. It's been a little while now, obviously, but when you were getting the hand ticket and all that, so how's things going over on that side for you?
No, it ain't going pretty good so far. They just take it one day at a time. But after I got that ham license, there's been a whole lot of contacts on the 10 meters. I got a little Yaesu 857D. And running a dipole 62-foot end fed up about 35-foot horizontal. Yeah, it works awesome when the conditions are right, but I did a whole lot of, I probably got 200 or 300 contacts so far. A lot of different, I think about 40 different countries, something on that line. But yeah, it's having a little bit of fun out there.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah, it's good. When the band is a peak of the solar cycle, so I gotta get out there. The main thing for me is just getting the time. I got a ICOM 7000 and halfway too. I made a little dipole speaker wire type of deal, but yeah, I gotta get out there and get it on the air.
You'd be surprised what a piece of wire can do and with a good match. A piece of wire, I don't know, 16-foot piece of wire or 8-foot piece of wire for the 10-meter, something on that line. But, yeah, the conditions are right. Everything got at the right height and stuff. Yeah, it works pretty good. But I got to work on getting the general, move up to the general, be good. Got to get more. I've been in the books, so I just got to get time to do it. That way it kind of opens up a lot more frequencies to have a little more fun on there.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I just missed it when I got the text, but I've back up, so just flip the stuff over and so it's not kind of saying that you think they got to do the camera and get up and see it. And then on the house and take that general.
Yeah, eventually to come, I guess, you know, when it starts warming up, a whole lot of stuff going on. Don't get time to study or a chance to even write it, but yeah, it'll eventually come. But when you start moving up, then you need more antennas, more equipment, and a whole lot more money. That's all where the fun part becomes in, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt. Time and money. So, but it's fun. It's something to keep busy. So, speaking of time, I better get back here. I'm starting to do some dishes in here, so I better get my hands wet. But good chatting with you, Tim, for a little bit. And catch you next time. WRVV5.
All right, Nick. Have yourself a fine evening. Nice chatting with you. Thanks for the cue, so. Have yourself a fine evening. Hopefully a better day tomorrow. WRNW 329 clear. Talk to you later.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSGG 772.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WRVT 771 TWRVT 771 T. And sorry guys, I'm trying to test something out here real quick. I'm not trying to pick up all your time. Yeah, that's 771 T coming through. I'm still static. I'm gonna have to take a look at them again and see how to get it.
How do you copy?
This is WRVT 771. WRVC 771T. Copy, loud and clear now, ma'am. Yeah, you were a little broken on that one. Okay, so there's something I got to take a look at. But you were coming through there for a second, so. Minor adjustment, and these guys figured out.
Otherwise, I would answer it. Take care. You have a good evening. We'll talk tomorrow. WISG.8.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WRWB 489, looking for a radio check.
Radio check, you're sounding loud and clear over here. I'm in Saginaw, I'm the Saginaw repeater, and you're coming in loud and clear. WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
Thank you, sir. I'm just talking off the Mount Clemens repeater here. Roger.
Hear that. It's sounding great for you over here, man. It's coming in really good. Loud and clear, crystal clear, good modulation, good audio. Sounding real good, man.
Oh, that's good to know. I got everything all set up in here. Just want to make sure it's working.
Hear that, yep, definitely doing the job for you, Mount Clemens repeater, definitely, for sure, whatever radio you're on there, mobile, HD, whatever, but it's definitely working for you, man, no issues. WSBM 993.
It's on a HD, that's all, with an antenna on the roof.
Copy that, using a Baofeng, or what do you got for HD?
Baofeng UV-21.
Yeah, just a mobile antenna, you said, on the roof or a base antenna?
Mag mount on the roof.
See that. All right, man, yeah, definitely doing the job for you. No issues whatsoever. You're doing great with it. I'm glad to hear it's doing well for you. Name on this end over here is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, call sign WSBM 993. You have yourself a great night, my friend, and have yourself a good one.
All right, there. This is Mike, WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
WSBM 993 monitoring.